present today's program in French and English with subtitles in Chinese, English, Korean, Arabic, Persian, Olaxis or Vietnamese, Russian, Bulgarian, Hindi, Japanese, Indonesian, Thai, Croatian, Portuguese, Hungarian, Italian, Spanish, French and German. Connue pour sa déclaration des droits de l'homme et du citoyen, la France est un pays qui met en avant les principes de liberté, d'égalité et de fraternité. Le peuple français a bon cœur et est bien connu pour accueillir les immigrants venus chercher un foyer. La nation française a eu une influence positive sur de nombreux pays à travers sa législation et son excellence dans de nombreux domaines. Par exemple, dans le domaine de l'exploration, les Français ont été à l'avant-garde de l'aérospatiale avec les frères montgolfiers et leurs montgolfières qui a permis à l'homme de s'élever dans les airs. Aujourd'hui, les Français sont toujours à la pointe de la technologie, en particulier dans l'aérospatiale et les transports terrestres, avec entre autres le train à grande vitesse ou TGV, détenteur du record de vitesse. Nous devons aussi le cinéma à Léon Bouly et la photo couleur aux frères Lumière. Toutes ces innovations ont permis à beaucoup de Français de traverser les frontières et d'apporter leur esprit de solidarité dans le monde entier via des organisations célèbres comme Médecins Sans Frontières et Emmaüs International. La France est aussi bien connue en médecine avec entre autres les découvertes de Louis Pasteur sur les vaccins. Dans le monde des arts, c'est Claude Monet qui a révolutionné la peinture avec l'impressionnisme. Au cours de sa tournée mondiale de conférences en 1993, le maître suprême Qinghai a gracieusement accepté de se rendre dans cet ancien pays de romances et d'histoires colorées pour partager sa sagesse et sa connaissance de la vérité. En août 2007, le maître suprême Qinghai est revenu en France pour un séminaire avec les membres de notre association. Nous vous invitons à présent à suivre la discussion suivante entre le maître suprême Qinghai et les membres de notre association intitulée « La méditation aide réellement ». C'était à Paris, en France.
Nice to see you too. Nice to see you three. Okay, how are you guys? Want some chocolate? Chocolate. Actually, this is from a bakery. Very nice. Nice time. Nearby. I said you want some of this small chocolate, no? And then we have to look at the ingredient, you know, whether okay or not okay. Very, very good people, you know, and look at what they've given me for gift. Because of you, I have to give. Because I bought a lot of chocolate, you know? And then after they asked, what for? I say, I have a lot of children. So many children, I say, yeah, about 300. You say, are the children, are they orphan or something? I say, no. They left home, but they're not orphan. Okay. So I bought a lot. And after, you know, the family, you know, it's a bakery family. And I say, I'm vegetarian, I don't want anything with egg in it, and I don't have glass, could you read? And they read everything out, and it's okay, yeah? And the customer also have reading, you know, different chocolate, because I don't have all in one go, you know. I took the whole shop. Yeah? Whatever they have without, you know, whatever I have for vegetarian, I take it all. And so the children keep looking, because they heard, I say they're for children, so I just looking. You know? Three of them in the family, looking. Here you are, one each. And then I give also the customer who help with reading. Everybody was happy, so in case you're one or two short, you don't blame me. Yeah, so afterwards he gave me this. This look nice. That's all nice around here. Last time I bought, you know, so very nice shop, you know. Meditation really good, you know. Like around where I live, people change, become nicer. you know, more friendly here. And here, whenever I come here, if I buy chocolate or something, they're so friendly, customer friendly, taxi friendly, yeah. And today also the whole family friendly. Yeah, give me that stuff. It's nice, no?
Yes.
And I said, no, it's too much, I cannot take it. Because it's worth 9 euro or something, almost 10 euro. I said, no, I cannot accept it, it's too much. He said, no, you are so very generous. I said, no, you are generous. No, you are generous. I cannot accept. Yes, you can. I cannot. Yes, you can. Finally, I said, okay, I give the children something for ice cream. I said, this is for children, no, again, not for you. Huh? Don't give it to your parents. So finally, they took it and it was very nice. Yeah, so cool. Huh? I'm sure you can, huh? You know what? Maybe we'll make a lotto and whoever wins can take that home. Yeah. What if I take that home? Or we can keep it here for souvenir, huh? Souvenir. Because you're meditating here, you know? It's a center. So nearby, I think everything changed. People are so friendly. Yeah. I feel different, you know? I feel different than where, you know, in a strange place. Yeah. No, chocolate. Talk so much. Please give us just a chocolate. The story can tell tomorrow. Here you are. Anyway, I give you two choices, okay? There's some like this and some like that, some like other, hey? The rest people come tomorrow can have. Yeah? There's also some different chocolate here.
I don't like chocolate. I tell you the truth. I always buy for everybody because I know they like them.
Ah, that's cool also?
Very cool. Okay, that's it. You take what you want, okay?
Oh, bring it around quick.
Meditation really helps, huh?
Make you feel cool.
People around you also very cool. Good, eh? Take what you want, okay, guys?
Yeah.
It's nice to see you smiling with a bar of chocolate.
Pass them out. Yeah, give them the box and they take one each, huh?
There's not much choice because not all the chocolate are good for us, ne? Not all of them are vegan, eh?
I can't carry a lot.
It's just for fun, yeah?
Yeah.
For love, yeah? Yeah, I know you can eat 10 box like that. But that you do at home, okay? Okay, man. Everything okay now? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, with chocolate. You like chocolate?
Yes.
So resident from Sihu came and you see they transform your room into like a first class hotel, eh? Did you see it? Contrary to what you did last time. Wow, you would never recognize the room again. I didn't. I thought, wow, am I in the wrong house? They make it so nice. Maybe I just stay here forever. So. At home, everybody, dogs. That's why we make it simple, you know? Cook a pot of brown rice and leave it there. Yeah, it says to me, ready, and you eat whenever you want. And if you're fed up with brown rice and sesame, then you can change, like sesame and brown rice. We have variety, no? Everybody can change it every day. You know, we eat two different things every day. In the morning, at noon, brown rice, sesame. And evening sesame, brown rice. Convenient, you know, it has enough nutrition. Actually, we add some fresh vegetable, you know? The simple one, the one you don't even have to wash a lot, like cucumber, tomato, you know? You could even bite it, don't have to even cut. No need to wash a knife afterward. Everybody becomes so simple. It's another word for lazy. A new terminology for lazy. Yeah. And we're very happy actually. And they become hooked on sesame and brown rice. So sometimes I told them, no, don't eat sesame and brown rice every day. Just eat brown rice and sesame.
They love it so much, you know? Yeah, it's nice. After a while, you get used to it, and it's okay. They don't miss white rice anymore. I say, okay, now and again we cook white rice, you know, in case you miss it so much. I say, no, we used to it. We love it. And we just warm tofu or something, you know? In the health shop, they have tofu. Different type of tofu, you know, right? Do you know? Okay. Sometimes like white tofu they have, or you know, some already marinated tofu, or yellow tofu, brown tofu, dark tofu, light tofu, yeah. So we just warm it and eat with the rice, you know, or cucumber. Yeah, my favorite is brown rice, sesame and cucumber. Yeah, extra, you know, and the tofu. Because sometimes, if you cook it takes so long, you know, have to wash pot later on, you know. So now we just live very simple. And the dog also loves it, you know. We warm everything and then just eat like that, yeah. Sometimes don't even warm. Here the food is like heaven, oh my God. After here, I have to take 1 or 2 weeks to get used to with my variety at home. You know, with the morning variety and evening variety. And here all the clothes look beautiful, you know, look at that, yeah? Did you see the clothes I wear when I first came? They make it too long, I cut it, I didn't even have time to sew it back, so it just cut, you know, you saw the cut. Yeah, I don't care, I go shopping with that too. Yeah. Actually, the shop loves me, you know, whenever I come. Yeah, the staff, you know, I go into small shop. I prefer, it's more personal, yeah? The service is friendly and they're really happy to see you. Only a few cashier and they all know you, a few staff and they all know you. And whenever I come, oh, they're so happy. Oh, yes, hello, madam, how are you? Actually, because it's nearer to where you live, people are more friendly, you know why? Yeah? Your energy is kind of merging with theirs and you become almost like similar, you know? Or familiar with each other, and so they're so friendly, yeah. Also sometimes I give them a chocolate, you know, yeah. Because they're very friendly, yeah. They run around for me, you know. Because whenever I come and buy a lot of stuff, be friendly, you know. They always, oh, you buy so much, you know. Actually, even just for the Schwan, I bought the whole shop. The bread from the whole shop. Yeah, you know, those sliced bread. Wholemeal sliced bread, yeah. And this one loves it. I throw it in water for them so they can eat easily. Easy to swallow in water, otherwise they choke, you know, it's too dry, huh? And if they come on land already, then I soak the bread in the water. You know, I put water in the bag. Every bread they have a bag already, the plastic bag. I pour water, you know, into it. And I bring it out one bag at a time, you know. It is soaked already, so when I throw it out to them to eat, it's very smooth for them. Otherwise they get choked, huh? Mm. But there is water nearby anyway. They go down and it's okay. At home I just wear those, you know, Hungarian. And make my own sandwich, huh? Yeah. It's good also, you know, I told you, if the food is good, then it's very pleasant, tasty, yeah? And you enjoy the food so much. That's very nice. And if the food is no good, also good, you keep your figure, you know? But I have to tell you, you cook very nice, you know?
Yes.
Yeah. Every time we come because of food. No, it's nice to have some nice food for a change, huh? Yeah. At home you also eat simple, right? You don't cook elaborated like that, no? No, no time, right? No time. So we all come here to rest, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You have better house. Bigger, huh? Some of you, huh? But I told you already, what need of us for big house, no? Yeah. You live together, save money, no? Daytime you work anyway, and nighttime you meditate anyway, who's seeing whom at all, right? Just cook a brown rice pot and sesame, roast it, you know, chopped sesame, not chocolate, round sesame. And you eat whenever you're ready, yeah? With cucumber, tomato, all those ready, easy salad, yeah? A lot of food you can eat raw. And if you like to cook, you cook also, but simple, all in one pot, like a stew pot, like the way I did. Yeah. Yeah, maybe we'll make a little talk with you, yeah? If you want to ask any question, you just write it. And I write it back. Each one have a computer and we email them. How more quiet can it be, right? Just email. Ruth, what do you want? Is it okay? So much chocolate? You ask too many questions. My computer overloaded. Ask again, next retreat, save it. Yeah, we can email each other, you know? Next time everybody bring a laptop, huh? And just sit here. I love you so much. We had enough cakes, can we? There's some more left? I remember reading when they have Olympic game in Australia. A long time ago, huh? How many years ago? 2000, 7 years ago. And I remember reading something nice, you know, funny about it. I don't remember all, but some of it very funny, you know. Like, because the Olympic, you know, so people write to ask the Australian, information service in advance, you know, about things that they don't know about Australia, what should they do, and maybe custom, and so some of them write to the information center, you know, asking, okay, you know, some very silly question, or maybe they just want to make fun about the tourists. What does Dao under mean? Is it, you mean you under us or something? Because they call Australians Dao under, you know. Where are you down under? Where are you under down? Where? You know, something like that. And then another guy asked, do you think we can get a kangaroo when we get there? For example, they just asked, where are you? Why are you down under? So the answer just said, come down here under and then you will know. Just come down under and then you will know. And then they asked about kangaroo, you know. Could we get a kangaroo when we get there? I said, sure, try yourself, there are plenty in the wild. And then another one, I saw a picture of somebody holding an animal. He looks like a little bear, but he's not a bear. He looks like a dog, but he's not a dog. He has a funny nose. And he lived on a tree. What kind of animal is that? I say, that's a koala, madam. Koala. And then somebody asked, can I bring cutlery to Australia or not? And they answered him, why bother? Just eat with finger like everybody else here. They don't really mean that, really, huh? So, anyway, how have you been doing? Anything new?
Yes.
What?
New here.
You are new here? Nice joke, nice joke. Everything's good.
Everything
good when I'm here. Okay. Well, I also feel everything good when I'm here. When I see you, it'll be good too. The best night we could have, no?
Ce fut un honneur de vous avoir parmi nous aujourd'hui dans Entre Maîtres et Disciples.
Rendez-vous demain pour une autre conférence inspirante intitulée De l'importance des personnes âgées. Davantage de programmes positifs à suivre sur Supreme Master Television, c'est tout de suite après les nouvelles d'exception. Nous vous souhaitons une grande sagesse et inspiration tout au long de votre vie.
We are honored to have you with us today on Between Master and Disciple.
Please tune in again tomorrow for another lecture entitled The Value of the Elderly People. More positive programming coming up next on Supreme Master Television. It's right after Noteworthy News. We wish you great wisdom and insight as you journey through life.